This is Dr. Sims of the Illinois State Medical Society. Growing up is not easy. So many children are bewildered and confused by new discoveries and new experiences. Unless your son is prepared beforehand to understand the many changes that will take place in his body, he will be bewildered and confused. For the young boy approaching manhood, it is essential that he understand the workings of his own body and that his curiosity about sex be satisfied. Curiosity about sex is perfectly normal. Don't use fear and punishment to stop it. Your boy is struggling to be himself at this age. Help him along. Find ways, if you can, to show your faith and confidence in him. Remember that this record is only a teaching tool. Remember, too, that there can never be any substitute for your understanding, your warm love. In too many homes, parents may live in the same house with their children and eat at the same table with them. They may talk with their children, but they never really communicate. So the children live in their own little world, apart from their parents. You should not let this happen in your home. In this matter of sex education for your son, there may be two walls that separate you from him. The purpose of this record is to break down those two walls. One wall is embarrassment. It is well known that most parents are too embarrassed to speak to their children about this wonderful thing called sex. Sex is not a dirty word nor a dirty thing, but a beautiful expression of love between a husband and a wife. No part of the body is bad, impure, or dirty. In helping your son to understand sex, you may have to put aside many old ideas from your mind and from your attitude and from your speech. Don't use fables, vagueness, or untruth in telling the great facts of conception and birth. Using the correct terms for the various organs, such as penis, vagina, and so forth, will help do away with embarrassment. Never use pet names or vulgar names or names that are vague, inaccurate, or meaningless. The second wall that should be broken down with the help of this record is that of lack of knowledge. Many parents, indeed many adults, do not have enough knowledge to teach children about sex, and besides, have no idea of how this subject should be presented to children. It is the duty of the parents to impart this knowledge. It should not be delegated to the school, the church, the doctor, or the nurse. Although for dramatic purposes, I, as a doctor, narrate this record. Certainly, it is of the utmost importance that the little boy does not receive this knowledge from his companions. If this record is used properly, your son will have a greater love for you, greater respect, greater confidence in you, so that he will come to you with problems and questions. Several times on the record, the doctor encourages the child to come to the parents with questions. It is very important for your son that he hear this invitation from your own lips. It's up to you to convey this feeling of confidence. During the playing of the record, do not hesitate to put your arm around him with affection. When the record has been played, it should be a natural impulse of the child to turn to you and kiss you or squeeze your hand. This record has been worded in such a way that he will follow this natural impulse, so don't hesitate to encourage this display of affection. The record should be played before any sexual changes have occurred in him. It is recommended that it be played when he is 10 or 11 years old. Most boys begin to mature between the ages of 12 and 14. However, some may begin a little earlier and some a little later. This is all quite normal. So, in view of this uncertainty, it is wise to prepare your son at the age of 11. He already has experienced erection. He has curiosity about this, and he also has curiosity about girls and where babies come from. He should know about wet dreams, so that when he begins to experience them, he will not be upset. Curiosity about sex is perfectly normal. Don't use fear and punishment to discourage it. Don't wait until he starts asking questions, nor should you wait until bodily changes occur. Research has shown that approaching him at this age is extremely important and avoids serious problems later on. He should be told about menstruation and of its importance in the great drama of human reproduction. It is recommended that you show him a sanitary napkin when this is indicated on the record. Again, it's better that you satisfy his curiosity rather than someone else. Before playing the record with your son present, both mother and father should play it several times and go through the book of drawings as directed. This will make you familiar with the words and the diagram so that you will be, in effect, an expert as far as he is concerned. It is extremely important that both of you be present when the record is played for your son. The reason for this is to avoid having that wall of embarrassment separating him from one parent. After all, you both brought that child into the world. Too often in the past, it was considered the mother's job to speak to the daughter about sex and the duty of the father to speak to the son. Research has shown that this is not good psychologically. So when listening to the record, have him sit between you, and both of you should look at the diagrams with him. An easy way of getting your son to listen to the record is to say, "We have bought a record for you. Would you like to listen to it?" He will probably ask, "What's the record about?" The answer is, about growing up. Incidentally, eliminate all fear and negative attitudes. For a boy this age, don't talk about venereal disease, unwed mothers, birth control, or abortion. The record will give him all the knowledge he needs at this particular age. Recordings on these subjects, as well as others, such as teenage drinking, dating, and so forth, are being prepared. It is better not to make references or comparisons to the sex life of animals. The child is interested in human experience, and the facts of life are difficult enough for small minds to understand without these references and comparisons. After you have played the record for your little boy, you might have a little snack with ice cream and cake. Let the conversation flow normally and naturally. Don't try to direct it. This time is extremely important. So put him at ease and just act normally. Of course, he won't remember all that he heard on the record, so he will probably ask to listen to it again sometime. This is very good. However, if he does not, suggest it gently. Would you like to hear that record on sex again? If you follow these suggestions, you and your son will enjoy a truly rewarding experience. As a result, you will be closer to him than ever before. The bond of love that exists between you and him will be even greater.